right now, at this defining moment in America. We gonna be all right. With so much on the line. From ABC News, my America, your America, our America. This is Turning Point. Tonight, the writing on the wall.
Say her name!
Powerful portraits of the fallen.
George Floyd.
Backdrops of a racial reckoning in America. The message as big as the art itself.
The work is supposed to minister to people. It's supposed to be inspired. It's supposed to be uplifted.
And the call to action. Tonight, Word on the Street. Here now, Juju Chang.
Good evening. Thanks for joining us. Tonight, murals making statements across this country, too widespread and too vibrant to ignore, often showcasing the faces of victims of racial injustice. Here's Nightline's Ashin Singh on how artists are using art as activism.
We turn now to police encounters that have turned deadly. The Colorado governor has just appointed a special prosecutor to investigate the death of 23-year-old Elijah McClain, who was stopped by police and, like George Floyd and so many others, said those chilling words,
I can't breathe.
Elijah McClain! What's up? What's going on?
The part that ravaged me the most, what he said, were kind words. He was kind to the people that were killing him.
A portrait of 23-year-old Elijah McClain playing his violin. It's one of the several murals New York artist Vince Valentine has designed since the world shut down in March.
I've been constantly going, which is still a little nerve-wracking. I'm not a doomsdayer, but I am cautious. But then the protests start.
You just blame protesters!
Hands up!
Don't shoot!
Hands up!
Don't shoot!
Everything in me was like, well, I don't want to get sick, but I need to be out there. You know, I need to be in this. This is about me right now.
George Floyd!
You've heard their names.
Say her name!
You know their faces. Victims of racism and police violence. Now memorialized in full color and larger than life. In the midst of a global pandemic clashing with a modern-day civil rights movement, artists across the country are using spray cans and paint rollers to match the voices of a movement with visuals, massive visuals, and they refuse to be ignored. The words Black Lives Matter painted up and down streets across towns and cities throughout the country.
We've seen this kind of almost proliferation of these Black Lives Matter murals has become kind of contagious in a certain way.
This one is in downtown Manhattan. The word lives designed by local artist Sophia Dawson.
What type of impact is that driving for people to be able to see art like yours having a similar message in smaller towns around the country?
Until I started looking at what they did in Seattle, what they did in Harlem, I was like, oh my God, this is really like, it's kind of like a domino effect, a ripple effect happening, right? I think it's for the communities, I feel like they feel like their voices are being heard, that they're being seen for the first time.
Today, we're in Newark, New Jersey, by Sophia's piece titled Every Mother, featuring 13 mothers affected by gun violence in a television-inspired mural. She painted it in the fall of 2016, after the police killings of Alton Sterling and Philando Castile.
There's basically nobody who's excluded when you're dealing with public art.
What has this moment meant to you?
Had this happened and there was no pandemic or quarantine, the people would not have time to be on the streets. And so the purpose of Color Bars is to really literally be the TV screen that used to say programming is done for today, and you were stuck with this background until TV came back on. And so it feels like the world has stood still in that way for the first time.
You talk about these color bars, but you painted this in 2016.
Yeah, I know.
You knew something was gonna happen?
I like that the work is still relevant, but it also hurts that the work is still relevant at the same time.
What is it about having art on a wall, having art so big that makes it more impactful and gets those type of reactions?
Oh God. Working big is so like, it's so in your face. You can't miss it. You don't have to be privileged enough to have the luxury of going to a museum or going to a gallery. And so essentially public art, murals, it's bringing art to the people.
Paintings like Sophia's follow a long history of street art that mirrors the struggles of society. Whitney Museum assistant curator Rujeko Hockley says that with a pandemic and a racial reckoning, everyone has a voice.
This pandemic has really given everyone that sense of being their own superhero. Like, we're doing it. We all are doing it. I think everyone has really started to see that they have, you know, we have the answers in ourselves. And there's a lot of artists, I think, who've known that for a long time.
Artists in the United States have been chronicling the now on walls for decades.
Now we call it street art, but I think in the past we've had kind of different names for it. Certainly, kind of one of the first things that I think of is the Mexican muralists in the 1920s. But I'm also thinking about during the HIV/AIDS crisis in the United States, artists like Keith Haring, and I think they had a real impact on the public's attention to that crisis, which had been, of course, under-recognized, ignored.
What is beautiful about art and what we're seeing today, people are appreciating it in a very different way than they have before. What we're seeing are these conversations, and they're making people want to act.
This is an amazing piece.
Curator Jessica Goldman-Srebnick, who runs the Wynwood Walls in Miami, America's mecca for murals and big art, says that this is just a sign of what's to come.
We're going to have a very interesting time in the next few months with our elections. And I think you're going to see a very interesting amount of art that's surrounding the topic of making sure that you vote. I think artists today are being seen in a leadership role unlike they've ever been seen before.
One of those artists looking to push the conversation into voting booths this November, Los Angeles's Tristan Eaton.
Angela Davis has a beautiful history of protest and activism in fighting for the freedom of black people in this country. So her story should be told and shouted from the rooftops. And we have an election coming up, so I painted Vote around her with her shouting it.
Back in June, Tristan made local headlines after this mural of MLK he created was defaced.
I decided to paint Martin Luther King as a sign of solidarity. And that was met with some blowback. My mural was tagged with racist slurs.
But Tristan wasn't about to let that detract from his message.
It's easier to paint a mural of Martin Luther King than it is Malcolm X, because Malcolm X can be a divisive figure. But I realized that the only people that find him divisive are the people I shouldn't be listening to. We said, okay, if they paint it, we'll come back and paint it again. In graffiti, you paint something, someone else paints over it, you paint right back over it again, and you kind of go to war with each other in a creative battle.
It turns out the disrespect is something every street artist knows. On the day of our interview with Vince, his mural had also been tagged.
So what happened?
A lot of times when you're doing your street art and your murals, if you leave too much space that doesn't look like it's occupied, somebody's gonna come by and say, well, there's enough room for me right here.
Yeah, so what's your plan to actually cover this up?
Ooh, I know now. I didn't until right this second.
Right this second.
Right this
right
second.
Here.
One thing that he kept saying repeatedly was, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
While there's been no shortage of walls this summer, there's also been no shortage of names and faces to paint. Vince says the moment's been bittersweet.
Talk to me about really what this calling has been to you as an artist and as a black man.
Never in my years of living on this planet has it been advantageous to be a black painter, ever. It's kind of like I'm a commodity now. People are now like responding to my work like they never have before.
As the summer comes to a close, the season of change continues. These artists continue to honor the lives lost. Most recently, an icon, The Notorious. And across the country, they're inspired to lift the voices of those who are tired and sick of being sick and tired.
Transformation is on the horizon, where kind of there's an awakening, where people are really awakening. It makes sense that artists are kind of at the vanguard of that, because they're already attentive and attuned to the possibilities for the future.
The world of graffiti is probably the largest secret society on the planet. Our collective voices are extremely powerful, and we have access to the public space. And I expect to see huge movement and a lot of noise from this world of people in the next few months.
You call yourself a vessel every time I talk to you.
The work is supposed to minister to people. People are supposed to come in front of the painting, and if they are hurting because they've lost a family member, if they are hurting because of what's happening to the community, they're supposed to be inspired. They're supposed to be uplifted.
Do you feel a responsibility to be out there as this is all happening, kind of painting the story on the walls?
MLK, he didn't volunteer for the job. He didn't want to say, I'm the leader of the civil rights movement. But when they came to him and said, we want you to do this, I feel the same kind of way. It was like, I didn't ask for it, but I feel like I do have a voice. So the art opened the door for this conversation.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Hi, I'm Chris Gethard, and I'm very excited to tell you about Beautiful Anonymous, a podcast where I talk to random people on the phone. I tweet out a phone number, thousands of people try to call, I talk to one of them, they stay anonymous, I can't hang up, that's all the rules. I never know what's going to happen. We get serious ones. I've talked with meth dealers on their way to prison. I've talked to people who survived mass shootings. Crazy funny ones. I talked to a guy with a goose laugh, somebody who dresses up as a pirate on the weekends. I never know what's going to happen. It's a great show. Subscribe today, Beautiful Anonymous. Hi, I'm Chris Gethard, and I'm very excited to tell you about Beautiful Anonymous, a podcast where I talk to random people on the phone. I tweet out a phone number, thousands of people try to call, you talk to one of them, they stay anonymous, I can't hang up, that's all the rules. I never know what's going to happen. We get serious ones. I've talked with meth dealers on their way to prison. I've talked to people who survived mass shootings. Crazy funny ones. I talked to a guy with a goose laugh, somebody who dresses up as a pirate on the weekends. I never know what's going to happen. It's a great show. Subscribe today, Beautiful Anonymous.
Now to the performance painter drawing inspiration from this moment of racial strife in America and creating stunning images in minutes. Here again is Nightline's Aashin Singh on how this artist is commemorating Breonna Taylor.
We're here on a Houston street emblazoned with the words Black Towns Matter.
So when you hold it, it's just gonna be like this. You see what I mean?
The artist Ange Hills is getting ready to memorialize a young victim of police violence.
So you're trying to make a perfect circle.
Oh. Hills is a performance painter.
You're gonna be facing that.
The act of making the art,
hold it right there.
Almost as important as the art itself.
I feel like if you have a gift, to a gift that can change the world, you should just showcase it. I'm not just painting still. I'm painting something upside down. I'm painting something with the basketball. So I'm using different methods of painting to create attention from the audience.
Today, his subject is Breonna Taylor, the 26-year-old EMT who was killed by police in Louisville, Kentucky.
I hope Breonna Taylor's family could find justice. That's what I'm hoping for.
Hills has become a creative force in the Black Lives Matter movement.
I think the best way to change this is to keep painting what's happening in this society.
A master in the art of speed painting, Hills has immortalized many icons in the Black community, like the rapper Nipsey Hussle, Chadwick Boseman, and Aretha Franklin. But after George Floyd was killed by police in Minneapolis this summer, igniting protests across the country, his work has taken on a new urgency, using a paintbrush as his megaphone for reform. Hills grew up in Rwanda, but now he calls Houston home.
I've been here for over 10 years, so that makes me a Houstonian, I feel like. That's the connection that I have.
Houston is also where George Floyd was raised, in a public housing complex in the city's predominantly Black Third Ward. Floyd's funeral took place in his hometown.
His life mattered. All our lives matter. Black lives matter. His death would not be in vain. What's his name?
The family asked Hills to paint Floyd's portrait at the service.
I'm glad the family gave me an opportunity to be part of that historical moment. That was just something that needed to be shown to the world so that at least we can find change in what's happening in America.
3 months after Floyd's funeral, Hills is still using his art to help fight injustice.
If we don't keep painting what's happening and showcase what's happening, there's not gonna be any change.
As part of our Turning Point series, we engaged the artist to express this moment of racial reckoning through his painting.
Everybody wants change, everybody wants peace. That's the whole reason why we paint. That's why we have Black Lives Matter painted all over the street right now. You know, we're just trying to showcase that, you know, we all one. We should unite. We should just love each other. You know, minimize hate.
This portrait of Breonna Taylor, which Hills intends to donate, is a message of hope and unity.
The reason why I created it using different panels is we have all different races that I wanted to showcase that everybody wants. You can either be Black, white, Asian, Hispanic. We all want to unite and look for justice for Breonna Taylor.
To those who knew her best, Breonna was a spark of light who had a bright future.
To know her is to love her. She's so much like me, but she's so much better than me.
She's always been just full of life. She's always been strong and just powerful.
That strength now expressed in this portrait.
I hope they find justice and I hope they find peace. I know what happened to their daughter. It's so painful.
Just minutes in the making, but sending a message loud enough for the world to hear.
Finally tonight, the work of art made by and for women of color. Ending our show is Nightline's Aushin Singh.
Here in New York City's Lower East Side, one mural illustrating the faces of many. Professional painters, teaching novices, proving that anyone can make something beautiful.
The Brave House is a nonprofit that works with immigrant young girls that have suffered from gender-based violence. And this painting represents all of the faces of the girls that were part of the project.
Danielle Mastrion is an artist and women's rights advocate who works with the nonprofit.
As an artist, you want to contribute, you want to respond, you want to express yourself. And I feel like doing street art and doing murals really gives the artist a voice to speak out, but also it's our responsibility as public artists to put the message of the streets and the people up.
That's Nightline for tonight. You can watch our full episodes on Hulu. Be sure to join our conversation with the hashtag TurningPointABC. Thanks for staying up with us. Good night, America.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table.
What is happening here?
It's just beautiful chaos.
Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view.
To be honest, I was thinking about asking him for a foot massage, and then I just froze.
This is the best gig on TV.
And you know, anything can happen.
That is what we do here.
I'm not going to lie, the chair's a little small for my behind.
The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.